It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, Kyle Bailey, as always, joined by Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Here we go again for Friday.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and thanks for having me.
So the theme this week, signs the market is starting to shift. Sounds like something maybe every buyer and seller should be paying attention to.
Absolutely. So while the market isn't changing overnight, we're starting to see some meaningful shifts. So inventory's leveled off, buyer activity is picking up, and that's creating new opportunities for buyers and sellers who have the right strategy.
All right. Sounds interesting. Let's take a look right now at what's happening in the county.
Yeah. So looking at the weekly activity report for the week ending August 6th, we had 56 new listings, right in line with the past couple of weeks.
So inventory is staying pretty consistent.
Yes, it has. And buyer activity picked up. So pending sales increased from 30 to 36, and closed sales jumped from 36 to 45. So that's a good sign buyers are staying active and making decisions a little faster.
Now, what else stood out?
Yeah, price reductions dropped again from 63 to 56. It's telling us that sellers are pricing their homes more accurately from the start. We also saw some more expired listings this week, but that's fairly common at the end of the month as listing agreements come to an end. And overall, buyers are rewarding homes that are priced well and presented well.
So it sounds like a healthy, balanced market.
Exactly. And great homes are still selling quickly, while homes that miss the mark are taking longer.
Now, what's the monthly market report tell us?
Yeah, so that reinforces the same trend. So July new listings were up just over 12% from last year. Inventory held steady at 4.8 months. And homes are selling a little faster, with days on market down to 81 days.
And what about the prices?
Very stable. So closed sales are up more than 8% from June and 4.5% year to date, while the average sales price is holding steady around $352,600. So despite what you may hear nationally, Douglas County continues to see a healthy, balanced market.
Now, with this said, when people hear the market is shifting, they usually think about interest rates, maybe home prices. But you're working with buyers and sellers every day. What changes are you actually seeing?
Yes, Kyle. So the biggest shift isn't in the numbers. It's in people's behavior. So buyers are taking a little more time, asking better questions, and making sure a home truly fits their lifestyle before they write an offer.
So what kind of questions?
Yeah, so they're looking beyond finishes now. So they're asking about the age of the roof, the age of the HVAC system, what are the insurance costs, utility bills, what's the internet, commute times to and from work. So even whether there's room for an RV or home office, they're thinking about how they'll actually live in the house and not just how it looks.
So it sounds like they become really more intentional.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a healthy change. So they're still moving quickly on the right home, but they're making informed decisions instead of feeling pressured.
So what about sellers?
Yeah, so the most successful sellers understand they're preparing their home for today's buyers. So they're taking care of maintenance, decluttering, and making sure the home is ready before it ever hits the market.
Decluttering. So presentation then matters just as much as pricing.
Yep, absolutely. So buyers have choices, and almost every showing starts online. So strong photos and a home that shows well will create that critical first impression.
So any advice for buyers and sellers as we head into, can we say fall on that radio?
Gosh, I'm not ready for fall.
No.
But yeah, so for buyers, don't mistake having more choices for having unlimited time. Great homes are still selling quickly. And for sellers, preparation pays off. Homes that are well presented and well priced are standing out.
So what's the biggest takeaway?
So we're moving from a market driven by urgency to one driven by preparation. So buyers are taking a more thoughtful approach. Sellers are putting more effort into getting their homes market ready. And those who prepare well are seeing the best results.
Now let's take a look at some of the great homes that hit the market in this past week.
Yeah, so if you're looking for an affordable starter home, check out 1678 Southeast Deer Creek Drive in Roseburg. It's $263,000. It's a 1,040 square foot bungalow. It's got a big backyard, RV or boat parking, and a storage building, and that's listed with Oregon Life Homes.
Wow, sounds like a great option for first-time buyers.
Right. And next is 2735 West Sherwood Avenue, offered at $320,000. $125,000. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's got hardwood floorings. It's got updated kitchen flooring, a primary suite with a walk-in closet, plus a finished outbuilding that's perfect for a workshop, office, or hobby space. And that's listed with my partner, Heather Saladin, with the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
Boy, properties with flexible bonus space, that's really popular.
That is very popular these days.
So what about something a little more upscale?
Yeah. Oh, this is a beautiful house at 1562 Northwest Calkins Avenue in Hillcrest, priced at $515,000. So this home has lots of character. It's got hardwood floors, granite counters, main level primary suite, and an incredible backyard with an in-ground pool and mature fruit trees. And this is listed with my partner, Jeannie Hackey, at the Mary Gilbert Group and Keller Williams.
A pool in Hillcrest. Sounds like the perfect place to enjoy the rest of the summer.
Yes, it is.
I'll be over later. No, if you're dreaming of something else, like acreage, what do you have?
Yeah, if you've been dreaming of something with acreage and in Melrose, this is definitely worth seeing. So 312 Bryant Lane. It's been extensively renovated. This home is on 11 acres. It's got Elgaros Creek running through the property. There's multiple outbuildings, RV parking, and lots of updates. It's offered at $795,000.
Well, it sounds like a really unique property. I mean, a creek running right through it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know what? The best thing is the view of the Callahan. So that's something that wasn't mentioned in here. But if you're familiar with that part of Melrose off Elgaros Loop, you've got Hillcrest Vineyard out there, too.
Wow. Okay. Now you've just added another another selling point. A vineyard nearby. Okay. What about open houses? What's going on?
Yeah. So two open houses this weekend. 299 Wildfern Drive in Winchester. It just came on the market. $465,000. This is in that Wildfern community in Winchester. This is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath house. It's got expansive decking. It's nestled amongst oak trees, and you've got Winchester Creek behind it. And the cool thing about it is this community of 40-plus homes has a private pool and tennis court and basketball court just for this neighborhood. So you got city services with county taxes. It's open today from 4 to 6 p.m. and open tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. So doubleheader. It just came on yesterday, so check it out.
All right, what's next?
Next is 6404 Looking Glass Road. This is at $915,000. You've got two homes on one property with the main house is 2,300 square feet and the second home is three bedrooms. It's on over 30 acres. So Brent Yop will be hosting that one on Saturday from 11 until 2 p.m.
All right, 30 acres. Wow. All right, final one.
And out in Glide, we've got 369 Upper Camp Loop Road in Roseburg. This house is $665,000. It's a one level, a ranch style home, just an over an acre. It's got four bedrooms, three and a half bathrooms. It is really well maintained, manicured backyards, lots of storage, and it does back up to a nice ranch. So you'll have privacy from your backyard. And that's going to be open tomorrow. Oh, actually, it's open Sunday from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m.
Wow, sounds like a great weekend to get out and explore some homes.
Yeah, so whether you're actively shopping or just starting to think about your next move, open houses are a great way to learn what's available and get a feel for today's market.
So before we wrap up, what's the biggest takeaway from today's conversation?
Yeah, Kyle, I'd say this. The market isn't cooling or heating up dramatically. It's getting smarter. So buyers have more choices. Sellers have to be more strategic. And that's creating opportunities for people who have a solid plan. So whether you're buying your first home, moving up, or thinking about selling, or even downsizing, having the right strategy is making all the difference.
Wow, great advice.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Now, we've got a minute or so left. Do you see the market? I mean, we're still in summer. Is this where people are kind of making their last dash at getting a home purchased before the school year?
Yeah, and you know, it's really interesting. We really saw some big movement June and July, and so we are seeing those August closings lining up. But what we're really seeing is out-of-towners coming in trying to get home solidified before fall and winter. They want to get their move in before the weather turns bad.
All right. If you're wondering what these markets mean for your home specifically, I know you would be happy to sit down with people. How do they get connected to you?
Yeah, you can reach the Mary Gilbert Group at 541-366-6080. You can visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
And again, a perfect time. You've got a lot of great open houses this weekend.
Absolutely. Check them out.
All right. That's marygilbert.com or call 366-6080 for more information. Thanks for being in here this morning. All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today, and it wraps up the morning report for today on a Friday. KQEN News Time is right at 9 o'clock.